You're listening to the Mark in Russia podcast, broadcasting from the belly of the bear in Chelyabinsk, Russia. Kick back and enjoy the show. Don't be a pussy.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yes, hi, this is Mark in Russia, but actually Mark isn't in Russia. I'm visiting the United States from visiting family and visiting on business until the middle of September. Currently, I'm in my son's home in the state of Connecticut. I just want to talk a little bit about my arrival in the States, which was right on the heels of Hurricane Irene. I flew out of Moscow on a Monday. That Saturday and Sunday before that, there were no flights from Moscow to New York. New York airports were closed. So, in fact, my Monday morning flight was the first flight from Russia to New York after the hurricane. I'm not going to talk about my arrival in New York so much as New York, the parts of the city were flooded and didn't have power, but I didn't see any of that. It was beautiful sunny weather. I didn't see anything indicative that there had just been a hurricane. I went from New York, and I came to the state of Connecticut, where my son lives, and there, it was more obvious that something had happened. You know, it's not that you looked around and saw all this crazy destruction, but power was out. I mean, during the height of the storm, you know, there were like, you know, about 1 million people in the state without power. The town where my son lives, 97 or 98% of the town was without power when I arrived. And you could see the electrical lines, I mean, telephone poles just broken, trees breaking, wires, you know, broken wires everywhere, just a real mess. So it wasn't even like you felt that, oh, you'd get back power at any point in time. So I just want to talk a little bit about my experience with that, because even out of a bad situation, there's good that comes out of it. So I'm limiting what I'm talking about to Connecticut and the area where I was. Sometimes during a natural disaster, I guess you could call this, people tend to come together because everyone is sharing a joint experience. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, you still lost power. I mean, maybe you have a generator, but most people don't really have one in this state because it's not typical to lose power, and certainly not for a period of days. As you drive along, you know, there's no power. Traffic lights aren't working. In a lot of other places, and even in Connecticut, I suspect, in a non-disaster type situation, it would be very difficult getting from a side street onto the main street without the traffic light working. But here, just people automatically, there were no police at the intersections at all. People were just stopping and just being very fair about it, stopping, letting the people come in that are coming in from the side street, and then another car would go on the main street and let another. It was just very, very, it was nice behavior. It was very nice behavior, and the things I saw, I think, brought out the best. I wasn't here before the hurricane hit, so I don't know whether people were, like, in a frenzy tearing, you know, grabbing items off of shelves and everything. I needed to buy some batteries a couple of days after the hurricane, and it was really difficult. I mean, you could buy a package of, like, 25 or 40 batteries, but if you needed two, forget it. They're gone. People had stocked up because they knew they'd be needing them. And in this case here, it certainly wasn't just in vain or being scared. There was a good reason for it. Of course, the absence of a lot of the typical noises and the absence of, you know, having your internet, having your television, having your all of your electronics, or in this case, in my son's house, we didn't even have water because he has his own well. He's not on town water. So it's basically like camping, and it's kind of nice because you would do things that you normally don't do. The absence of all of these sounds of civilization brought the sounds of nature to the forefront. I mean, in the background, you can hear the sounds of insects and crickets and other animals in the night. Normally, you wouldn't think of just going outside and sitting down and listening to nature at night. I mean, there's no lights, so the stars are bright in the sky. You see a lot of things that you normally don't, because the lighting and the noise and other people's televisions and, you know, breaks it up. So, again, looking at the positive points of the loss of power. But, of course, the whole time that you're missing power, you're wanting new, you're wanting the power to be restored. So the hurricane hit on Sunday morning. My son lost his power about 5:30 in the morning on Sunday. And by Wednesday evening, I mean, we went to bed, and you go to bed early because there's like not much else to do. The power was still out. Of course, you're getting kind of sick of, you know, carting water in to dump into the back of the toilet to use it, and well, you can imagine. About 3:30 in the morning, my son woke me up and told me the power was back on. I mean, at that point, it was obvious I could see the lights on, and I it's difficult to explain, but it was like almost like a holiday. You know, you didn't want to go back to sleep. You wanted to use these things that you hadn't been able to use for days. And the nice thing about these types of deprivations are that just hours after the power came back on, it's like already the hardships you experienced over the last 4 days or something, they're just a fading memory at that point, you know? But the memories that stay with me and that are the good memories of the way that people treated each other well, treated each other fairly, and we're just overall nice. Everybody had a common story. Like when you're in a large supermarket, even, you know, the checkout, you know, cashier will even ask, "Do you have power?" And so you hear other people in line in front of you telling their stories of power outage or whether they have power, whether they don't. It just kind of draws everybody a little bit closer for that period of time. So I do. I'm so happy to have the power back and to have all the nice things about civilization at my fingertips again. But it's going to be kind of hard to not miss the way that people will go back again to being rather isolated, and because technology doesn't bring us together, I believe it just kind of isolates us even further. I'll miss not having a common story for all of us to share. And I'll miss being able to do something like this. Just sit outside at night with the sound of the crickets and sound of insects and other animals. Absent the sounds of civilization, except for car or an airplane occasionally. But I'll miss this. And you know, you might say, well, you can do that anytime. You can, but you won't. You'll be busy with other things. And if you did go outside anyhow, you would see the light pollution, so you wouldn't see things. A lot more noises coming from houses, of televisions, of music playing and everything else. So, although the lack of power and the aftermath of the hurricane wasn't pleasant, and I'm only speaking of Connecticut, other places had it much worse, it always brings out some good points also. There are some positive points. I'll miss the positive points, but the fact that I can now use my computer and speak into my microphone and make this podcast is something I wasn't able to do during the power outage. So in that respect, I'm very happy. Okay, well, I just wanted to tell you a little story about my experiences with the after effects of Hurricane Irene. And I hope maybe it was a little bit interesting for you. Well, thank you for listening to the end of this audio, and I hope that you'll listen again when I make my next one. I hope to make several during my trip here to America, so even though I'm Mark in Russia, right now I'm Mark in Russia in America. So, goodbye.
That's a wrap.